7-3. Last week, quiet off the first salvo in what will be the narrative right up to the general election. It couldn't have been more delicious for the Labour leader. He had no legal arguments, so he wheeled out the most venal one of all. The rich have some explaining to do, and they don't care about the poor. That kind of political sophistry should just be a bit hilarious, but it isn't. It's toxic. It's nasty. It is full of bilious intent, and it all works rather simply. You employ some fake anger, you caricature your opponent, a bit like the old 1970s racists used to do. They're taking your job. And then you give them both barrels, essentially telling them that you are a morally better person than them because they're posh and you're not. And then today, as if you hadn't heard it all, the head honcho of all things socialist and suspicious, Dennis Skinner, stands up, a man more left than an Albanian keep left sign, and he plays an utter ace. Dodgy Dave, he cried, as if the whole world supported his point, and then proceeded to wheel out the same fatuous nonsense. I'm morally better than you because you're posh and privileged, and I'm not. Therefore, you are fair game for anything. Now, polarity is fabulous in politics, a great thing, but this isn't about differences in political opinion. This is about fighting a class war, and it's as dishonest as it is grim. Over the last few days, I can't be the only one, I don't think I've seen so many conflated narratives, half-cocked accusation and weird inaccuracies, not to mention stuff that has been blatantly made up. But it doesn't matter to the classists. Note the debate today. Corbyn even managed to link food banks with the PM earning a few quid from shares 6 years ago. Skinner accused him of dividing the country just because he went to Eton and speaks nicely. Then you've got McDonald, Mann and Watson all wheeled out like Don Corleone's henchmen to stir it up a little bit more. And then every left-wing weirdo on social media making it up and then sharing it, any old statement they like, and wheeling it out into that well-used echo chamber of modern indignation, the Twitter. They're out of touch. They don't care about the poor people. They're just lining their pockets, all because a decade ago Cameron invested 12 grand in the equivalent of an ISA. But it's all you need. Join up the wonky dots, look a bit angry, sprinkle in some hyperbole, and Bob's your uncle. In the real world, that kind of argument would be about as effective as a mud flap on a tortoise.